Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You are now tuned in to the Prescription for Purpose podcast, the number one podcast for Christian women to learn how to apply God's principles to fulfill your God-ordained purpose. Every episode will empower you with the tools and wisdom necessary so you can strategically execute and excel in every area of your life. This is the place for you to learn how to walk in purpose, to walk with purpose, and to fulfill God's purpose. Hey guys, and welcome to the Prescription for Purpose podcast. If you are new here, welcome, welcome sis. If you are an OG listener, girl, welcome back. Okay, we are back for season 3 of the podcast. When we talked last, y'all, there's been just so many new changes. Y'all remember we were going through the rebrand and I was really navigating my calling and what I was calling my pivot year, right? The season of flourishing was supposed to be happening, and God had ordained me to flourish. He had told me that this was my word, and I pivoted in my priorities. I pivoted in my posture. I pivoted my plans. And honestly, girl, there were just some days that were not okay. Like, it was not okay with me. And so fast forward a few months, and God has like shown up and showed out. And I had to come and give y'all an update, and not only an update, but just like a sneak peek as to what is in store for you this season. So we used to be the God Goals and Girl Talk podcast. We are now Prescription for Purpose because this is the name in which God has given. This was the pivot. This was the rebrand. And God really solidified his plans, not only for me, but for this platform and those attached to the platform for me over the last few months. And I'm so excited, because I know that lives are going to be changed in a way that only God can pull up and do. And I'm also excited because we just have some super dope episodes coming this season. Like, we are going to set the foundation and like what's really required to operate in purpose and to operate in purpose on purpose. Okay? We are going to operate in purpose and do so on purpose. And so every episode this season, we are going to be dealing with one of our 4 purpose foundations. So first is our spiritual stamina. That means everything that has to do with God, Holy Spirit, and really building our spiritual stamina to be able to handle the challenges that life brings our way. Next, we're going to also be talking about self-examination and awareness, because oftentimes you think it's the devil that you're fighting, and it's really just your decisions, right? And so we have to make sure that we are doing this level of self-examination and we're self-aware so we can plan appropriately, okay? The next thing is stewardship. You have to manage the things that God puts into your hands, from your marriage all the way to your money. Like, we have to make sure that we're stewarding well. And of course, we're going to talk about strategy and strategic execution this season, okay? So our purpose foundation, spiritual stamina, self-examination, stewardship, and strategy and strategic execution. And that means that we are going to be talking about all of the things. And I'm super excited because we're going to be diving into like the spiritual gifts given to us by God in the Holy Spirit. We're going to be learning what it means to be uncompromising in order to achieve total life success. We're going to outline spiritual warfare strategies as deemed to us by God. And since we're even going to be getting in your business and talking about how to submit our lives to God as it goes in terms of our career and our money. Like, this is what I'm telling you we're on this season. I'm telling you that that's not even all the episodes, and it's already very much giving. So I'm telling you right now, go ahead, make sure that you are locked in so you don't miss a single episode, because God is about to do major, major things. Before we hop into the full season, I have to come in and give y'all our word for this season. And I'm saying ours because God has released me to say that this isn't just a personal word,
But anybody who is attached to this podcast, anybody who is really wanting to operate in what God has called them to, says this is the word for you for this season. If last season our word was pivot, this season our word is intention. That means that everything we do this season will be intentional, and that we are not only going to work intentionally, but we're going to rest intentionally as well. Okay. Now, of course, I have to be clear about what intention means. And so y'all didn't think y'all was going to get through this and me not teach a little bit, huh? Girl, if you're new here, sis, what I'm going to give you is the definition, always. The definition in the word. You can count on me for that, okay? So intention is a determination to successfully deal with something. It means to reach a firm decision or to design for a specific goal or purpose. God was intentional when he made us. That's why he knows the plans that he has for us, because he made us by design to fulfill what he's called us to. And likewise, we are going to walk in intention in this season. Now, if you are new here, girl, a season to God is not a season to us, because he's not bound by our time constraints. So intention could be the word this year and next year, because it's whatever season God says that we're in. So for this season, we are moving in intention. So we are done with the pivot, but now we have to be intentional in this new territory that we're in. And I know that that sounds great all by itself, but y'all know I'm gonna give y'all Bible, because the word is the foundation of our purpose. That is why it's prescription for purpose. God has given us the scripture. It's going to make sure that we are able to walk in purpose as long as we study it and we adhere to the details of the word, okay? So we're going to see what God says regarding intention. And I asked God about this, and he led me over to Ephesians 5:15. In Ephesians 5:15, it says to pay careful attention to how you walk. Pay careful attention to how you walk, not as the unwise, but as the wise. That means that there's just a new level of intentionality. There's a new level of determination. There's a new level of decision-making that we're going to have in this season. So I want to give y'all three things that we can expect because we're moving in intention, okay? The year of intention is going to require a level of accuracy and attention to detail that we can only achieve if we are remaining connected to God and studying and obeying his word. I need you to go study Joshua 1:8, okay? It says that we study this book of instruction and obey everything in it. Only then will we find success. So if you've not found success in what God has called you to do, that means that we're not studying and we're not obeying. It's a two-part process. And so this year, as we talk about being intentional, we're going to have this increased level of accuracy and attention to detail. And we can only get that in us being positioned and submitted to God and his word. Our success is not deemed by worldly circumstances or worldly conditions, but what God deems as success for us. Is God pleased? That's our level of success here. The next thing I want you to know is that the year of intention is going to require you to stay alert. That means that we have to be discerning and on watch, both in the natural and spiritual. 1 Peter 5:8 says to be sober and vigilant, because the enemy walks around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour or to destroy. And so this isn't just limited to what the enemy is doing, but also the things that the enemy will exploit because of the decisions that we make. So if you know that God is calling you to a new level of health and to steward well over your body, then you know that you have to make provisions to be able to do that. Little Debbie can't live at your house. Girl, she can't, because you're doing something and you're being intentional about that thing. Doesn't mean that you can't enjoy life. Doesn't mean that you can't have Lil Debbie. Lil Debbie just can't live at your house. So that may mean while you're out on birthdays, and you have to make sure that you're partnering with God in this in order for you to see the level of fruit that is supposed to come from the work. A lot of times we do work and we don't see fruit, and it's because we're not being intentional and remaining connected to God. In John 15, Jesus tells us that apart from him, we can do nothing. But when we are connected to him, we will bear much fruit. So you have to make sure that we have this increased level of accuracy and intention. You have to make sure that you are staying alert And the year of intention is going to require action. Okay? We will not fulfill the purpose that God has for our lives without us executing the instructions. You have to execute the thing. That means that action is going to be required in order to obtain what is desired. Bars. That means that action is going to be required in order to obtain what you desire. Last year, God told me I needed to start going live on Instagram, and I did not understand why. And he said, Charlotte, this is just what's required for what you're asking me for. And I just had to say, okay, and eat it. Because I don't have to know his reasoning behind every detail. I just know that his plans and his thoughts are higher than mine. And so all I have to do is show up and be in position. It doesn't matter if there's 25 people on the live or 2 people on the live. As long as I maintain my faithfulness over a few things, he is going to give me the fruit and it's going to allow me to steward over much. Proverbs 16:3 says that we should commit our actions to the Lord and he will make our plans succeed. And a lot of us just want to give God plans or we want to change the plans that God has created, but you haven't even executed the plan. We like to be busy in planning, but we don't follow through with the execution. And we cannot do that and see the level of fruit that God has for us, nor will we fulfill the purpose that God has. A lot of times, the things that God wants us to do is very practical. If you look at the story of the parable of the 3 talents, the servant who did nothing but buried the talent was deemed wicked. And if you look at that word wicked, it means burdensome. I don't want to be burdensome to a God that I love, who's given his only son, who is the reason why I live and breathe every day. And so that means that I'm going to have to get over myself and stay focused on the Savior in order for me to really walk in purpose. We have to execute. We have to do the things. And so this year of intention is not only God charging me, but charging anyone who is saying that they want to live out the life that Jesus died for you to have. The well done, my good and faithful servant is what I'm moving for, is what I live for, is why I do everything that God has called me to do, because I want to live a life well done. I want the work that God has called me to be complete and finished. I want to be able to see on earth as it is in heaven as well. So my motivation cannot be, I want to get the stuff. Motivation is not going to be enough to sustain you in this season, because you are not always going to feel motivated. But because I don't operate out of my feelings and I operate out of purpose, I operate because I am connected to the Father. There's a supernatural strength and a supernatural power that we have access to be able to push through when we do the things. Peter walked on water, not because Peter was divine. Peter stepped out of the boat and walked on water because he was connected to Jesus. And the minute he quit looking at Jesus, he started sinking, but he did not drown. Perfection isn't required, but progress is. Perfection is not required, but execution is. So we're not going to have any wasted movements this season, no wasted resources, and we're going to fully submit to obediently executing God's plan for our lives, okay? I cannot wait. When I say I cannot wait to see what God has in store this season for our lives, not only on an individual level, but collectively. Like, it's such an exciting time to be connected with God. And I'm so grateful that God connected you here with me at Prescription for Purpose. I'm so excited for everything that God just has planned, because it's going to give what it's supposed to have gave, because it's God. Amen. So as we gear up for this season, girl, get connected, have your workbook, make sure that you're in community with us, get into the society, download the Prescription for Purpose app. I mean, do all of the things, because you want to be in position. You want to be prepared. So that way the blessing isn't a burden. So I love y'all. I cannot wait to see what God does. I cannot wait. Make sure you go ahead, you share this episode, drop a review, do all of the things. We want to make sure that God is elevated in this season and that his purpose and his plans are elevated in this season. This world is dying and we have the cure in Jesus Christ. So I'm charging not only myself, but all of y'all to be bold, to share your faith, to walk in purpose. We are one body. And so I want to encourage you to get in position, because there's people attached to this that you can access that I don't have access to, because I'm a kidney and you're a lung. And although we can support each other, I cannot fulfill your purpose. So there's no fluff here. We gonna a-ki-ki-ki and we gonna ra-ta-ta and we gonna rest too. But I am so excited for this new season. I'm so excited to intentionally walk out this year with you. Get connected, not only to me, but get connected to God and remain in that space. I promise you, sis, it'll be the best decision of your life. I love y'all. I cannot wait until the new season starts up super officially. And I will holla at you later.